भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम सिक्स्थ कैंटो वर्स नंबर 15। Patitang skalito bhagna sandashtas tapta ahata harir iti avashenah puman narhati yatana Patitang skalito bhagna sandashtastapta ahata haririti hariritjavashenah hariritjavashenah pumanarhati yatana pumanarhati yatana
Patitam skalito bhagana sandashta staptavahata haridita vasenaha pumana narhati jatana. These are the some of the practical examples. There are persons who criticize chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. Now, nam-nam arthabad, because the glories of the holy name are described here, that one can become free from the sinful reaction of life simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord. So sometimes those who are not in the line, they think it is too much. It is too much. So the next verse, it is advised, not it is too much, you can taste it. Taste it. What is that taste? Patita. When you fall down from a high place, suppose from the roof, you may fall down. Patitam skalita, you may slip and fall down. Bhagna, by falling down you may break your bones. Then sandashta, you may be bitten by some animals. Cats, dogs, snake, there are so many domestic. Then stopta, you may be burnt, and ahata, you may be injured from others. Then during this time, you can taste practical. What is that taste? Hari iti avasena aha. Try to chant Hare Krishna. Puman, if anyone does so, na arhati jatana, he'll immediately feel that from the injuries, you're not feeling pain. This is practical. Even a snake bite, you may be saved. The author says, never says that you may be saved from death, but the suggestion is that you may not feel much pain. This is correct. Because this material world is full of danger. These symptoms of dangerous position, patitang skhalito bhagna, especially in the modern age, in the Western country, accident, motor accident and die is very common thing nowadays. Here also it is becoming. On the whole, even there is no motor accident, there are so many accidents, and every step there is danger. Padam padam ajad vipadam. This material world means every step there is danger. There is no question of safety at any moment. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj recommended, Kumaram Acharat Pragyam Dharman Bhagavatamya. Why in the beginning of childhood one should learn Bhagavad Dharma? Durlabham Manasam Janma. Somehow or other, we have got this body, human form of body, durlabham, after many, many births. They do not know, the foolish person, they do not know what is the value of this human form of life. Jalajanam lakhani, sabra lakhavinsati, kirmayo rudra sankaka. In this way, 8,400,000 different forms of life we have to pass through, then we have got this. Especially a civilized human being. The human race, they are also 400,000. 400,000 times. Out of them, those who are civilized, they are called Aryans. Aryan means civilized. Aryan means those who are making progress. They are called Aryans. Amongst the Aryans, there is the division, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha. The Aryans, they do follow this Vedic principle, Vannasam Dharma. Vannasamacharvata purusena parakuma Vishnu aradhate. What is the purpose of Vannasam? No, Vishnu aradhana. Why Vishnu aradhana? There are so many other demigods. That is also answered by Lord Shiva when he was asked by Parvati, what is the best form of worship? He recommended Aradhananam Sarvesham. There are many different types of worship. Sarvesham. Vishnu Aradhanam Param. He never said, Lord Shiva, that my Aradhanam is. Krishna says, Mamekam Saranam Vrajam. But no other demigods had ever said, no, he'll never find. Here Lord Shiva says, Vishnu aradhanam param. Then again he stresses, tasmat parataram devi madhyanam, tadiyanam aradhanam. Vishnu aradhanam is the best, but better than this best, there is another aradhana. What is that? Tadiyanam aradhanam, to worship Vishnu. Vishnu aradhana is the topmost, but Vishnu aradhana is still more. Narottam Das Thakur therefore says, Chariya Vaishnava Seva Nistar Keche Keva. The Vishnu aradhana is so important. Therefore Krishna says, tad vidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadakshanti tad jnanam jnanina tattva darshina. Tattvadarshi, this word tattva is very important. Unless one is tattvadarshi, there is no use to take instruction from him. Useless, waste of time. Tattvadarshi means, Krishna says in another place, manushyanam sahasreshu kaschi jatati siddhaye. Siddhi means liberated, means who has no more the bodily concept of life. This is the Vedic meaning of aham brahmasmi. Aham, I, the spiritual spark, I am not this matter, I am a spirit soul. That is brahmasmi. So long we are in the bodily concept of life, that is called jiva bhuta, mamai vāṁsa, jiva bhuta, conditioned soul. And when one understands aham brahmasmi, that is called brahma bhuta. There are two words. The conditioned soul is called jiva bhuta. He is thinking, I am American, I am Indian, I am Brahman, I am Kshatriya, I am cat, I am dog, I am this and that. That is called jiva bhuta. And in the human form of life, when he studies athātva brahma jigyāsa, when he is inquisitive to understand brahma, spirit, that is real life. Jīvasya tattva jigyāsa. In the Śrīmad Bhāgavatam it is said, dharmārtha kāma moksha. So, moksha means tattva jigyāsa. Jīvasya tattva jigyāsa. Na jasti ha karma bhi. So that tattva jigyāsa means to understand Krishna. You will find in the Bhagavad Gita, kaścit veti māṁ tattva. He said, tattva jigyāsa, who will inquire about tattva? Those who are siddha. So that siddha state, brahma-bhūta state, is not for everyone. Manushyānāṁ sahasreṣu kaścit jatati siddhaya. Out of many millions of persons, one may be interested how to become siddha, to understand aham brahmasmi. That is called siddha. And jatatamavi siddhāna kosti vettimam tattva. This is called tattva jigyāsa. The tattva jigyāsa is meant for the siddhas, not for the fools and dustes. They cannot. They are inquiring, kya bhava. You'll find in the market, big merchants, they have got exchange in Calcutta, Bombay. The inquiry is kya bhava. Not that inquiry. Kya bhava hai? Is share ka kya bhava hai? Chawal ka kya bhava hai? Dal ka kya bhava hai? Not, that is not tattva jigyasa. Tattva jigyasa means what is Brahma? That is it. Because Vedas indicates that try to understand aham brahmasmi, you are Brahma. Tattva masi, suham. So this is the basic injunction. The Vedic injunction, tattva jigyasa, that is the first aphorism in the Vedanta Sutra. Athātva brahma jigyasa, the human form of life, is meant for inquiring about the Absolute Truth. Therefore, Bhagavata explained, jīvasya tattva jigyasa. That is the explanation of Brahma Sutra. Therefore, you'll find at the end of each chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavati Mahapurane, Brahma Sutra Bhashye, the Srimad Bhagavatam is the real comment of Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta Sutra was compiled by Vyasadeva. He summarized all the Vedic knowledge. Summarized all Vedic knowledge into Brahma Sutra, in nutshell. Then he was not satisfied. Although he made so many Puranas, Mahabharata, Brahma Sutra, Upanishad, etc. When these were current, he wrote in two letters in the book, being compassionate on the people of this age, all fools and rascals, they have no good memory. Therefore, he compiled all these Vedas into writing. Before that, there was no writing. People were so sharp in memory, simply by hearing from the Guru, they would remember. Simply. The education and the brain and the capacity was so nice. But that is not possible. In the age, everything is diminishing. The strength, bodily strength is diminishing. The memory is diminishing. The duration of life is diminishing. Man's propensity to be merciful is diminishing. At the present moment, even in the civilized world, so-called civilized, if one man is being killed on the open street, nobody will go and help him. Because the tendency for showing mercy to others, that is diminishing. The bodily strength is diminishing, memory is diminishing, dharma, the principle of religion, that is diminishing. This is calculable. Therefore, Brahma Jigyasa, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was questioned by Prakashananda Saraswati at Benaras, follower of Shankar philosophy, that there was meeting between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not like to meet the Mayavadi sannyasis. He used to live alone. But sometimes these Mayavadi sannyasis, they are criticizing him that this Bengali sannyasi come from Bengal. He does not indulge in reading Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra. He dances and chants with some ecstatic people. What kind of sannyasi is? A sannyasi is meant for studying Vedanta Sutra, Sankhya philosophy. Some of them are very learned scholars. There is no doubt about it. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was inquired by Prakashananda Saraswati, "Sir, I learned that in your previous life you were a learned scholar. He was known as Nimai Pandit. And you have taken sannyas. So instead of reading Sankhya philosophy and Vedanta Sutra, you are simply chanting and dancing with some fanatics. What is this?" This was the question. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied that, "Sir, if I reply your question candidly, please do not be sorry." "No, I am not sorry, we are prepared." "Because my Guru Maharaj saw me, I am the greatest fool. গুরু মনে মূর্খ দেখি, কহিল বেদান্তে নাহি তব অধিকার, হি বিকাম এ ফুল। দ্য পারপাস ওয়াজ দ্যাট দ্য প্রেজেন্ট মোমেন্ট দে আর সিম্পলি ফুলস অ্যান্ড রাস্কেলস হোয়াট দে উইল আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড অবাউট বেদান্ত। Therefore, the Shastric injunction is Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama. Okay. So there was very long discussion and all the sannyasis, 60,000 sannyasis, they were convinced about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy, his explanation of the Upanishad. So it is not that the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sampradaya is simply chanting and dancing. If required, they are prepared to answer all Vedic discussion. They are prepared. We have got so many books. All Vedic discussion. Not that we are simply in the, but this is sufficient. Simply chanting is sufficient. But if one thinks like Prakashananda Saraswati, that these people simply chant and dance, sometimes one sannyasi accused them, like in Germany, that's Bharati. So, we answered them. The command we have got at least 75 books, 400 pages each, to teach you Krishna consciousness. Come on. So we are prepared. It is not that. Chaitanya, we are the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was chanting and dancing. But when there was Prakashananda Saraswati, when there was Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he discussed Vedanta very elaborately. Not with fools and rascals. A pandit like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, a sannyasi like Prakashananda Saraswati, who knew what is Vedanta, what is Vedas, then you are prepared. Because you know certainly. Krishna says, Vedaishta sarvai ahameva vedam. If anyone understands Krishna, it is to be understood that he has studied all the Vedas. There is no doubt about it. Vedaishta sarvai ahameva vedam. Bhavanam janmanam ante gyanaman mam bhagavata. Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudullava. So everything is explained there. We are preaching Krishna consciousness not with empty hand. We are prepared to talk on Vedanta, we are prepared to talk on Upanishad, and the conclusion is Krishnastu Bhagavan Sayam. Iti chamsa kala kumsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Sayam. This is the conclusion. Krishna also confirms that mattap parataram nanya kinchi jasti dhananya. Pranava, sometimes they take pranava as the supreme. Krishna says, pranava aham sarva-vedesu. This pranava omkar in all the Vedas, that is I, that is my sound representation. This holy name of Krishna is so powerful that it, simply by chanting one can become liberated. This is the blessing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, Iha haite sarva siddhi haive tuma. All siddhis. Cheta dharpana mati. Siddhi means to cleanse the heart, that is siddhi. Because we are now materially obsessed. We are thinking, I am Indian, I am American, I am this and that. All material, upadhi. And bhakti means when you are freed from the upadhi, then bhakti begins. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kankati samas sarvesu bhutesu madhvakti labhate para. Then bhakti begins. Bhakti is not for the person who is not liberated. Because as soon as you begin bhakti, devotional service, you immediately you come to the liberated platform. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Mancha vyabhicharini bhakti yogena jasevate sagunan samatitta etana brahma bhuvaya kalpate. Bhakti, beginning of bhakti, means immediately he is on the brahma platform. We are trying to understand aham brahmasmi, but if you take to devotional service, you are immediately on the platform of brahma bhuvaya kalpate. So this is the scientific understanding of Brahma Bhuta state or Aham Brahmasmi. Everything is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. So therefore, this name is Brahma. The holy name of God is Brahma. Brahma's name. Brahma's name means Brahma. Because Brahma is absolute, he is not different from his name, he is not different from his form, he is not different from his quality. Otherwise, how we are worshipping this form of Krishna here? This Krishna and that Krishna, there is no this and that, Krishna is one. But even if we think that this is the statue of Krishna, that is our misconception. It is not statue, it is Krishna. Or we have to prepare our eyes to see. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he entered Jagannath temple, he immediately fainted. Here is Krishna. Here is Krishna. Because he had the eyes to see Krishna. So we have to prepare our eyes to see. That eyes is also explained in the Brahma Sangita. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santasadaiva hridayeshu vilochanena. To develop your love of Krishna, then Krishna will be revealed. Sevan mukhehi jivadav swayameva surattava. So you cannot understand Krishna by argument or by your this staring eyes. No. You have to prepare your eyes, you have to prepare your ear, you have to prepare your nose, you have to prepare your tongue, you have to prepare your hand, you have to prepare your leg. All these senses. Sarvapadhi vininmuktam tatparatena nirmalam. Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. These senses, now it is upadhi. I am thinking I am American, therefore my hand is American, my leg is American, my eyes are American. No. You have to become free from this American eyes or Indian eyes or Brahminical eyes. No. Pure eyes. Sarvapadhi vininmuktam tatparatena nirmalam. When your eyes are purified from the, all these designations, when your senses are purified, then nirmalam, nirmalam means purified. That sense is, purification does not mean that you are senseless. No. It's like cataract operation of the eyes does not mean pluck out the eyes. No, the eyes will remain, the cataract will be taken away, then you will see. So, when your material conception of life is finished, aham brahmasmi, that is called aham brahma. And to simply realize aham brahmasmi will not stay. You have to go further. ब्रह्म भूत प्रसन्ना पान सोचति न कांक्षति समस्त सर्वेषु भूते मद भक्ति लभते। If you make further advance, then your Brahma activities will begin, and that is called bhakti parāpti. Thank you very much.